Okay, well, I'm here then. Thank you, okay? Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management. Sorry, our little cue-up song here wasn't ready for you today. Bear with us all. We're all having a bad day. I'm in extreme pain. Anyway, you're listening to Perception Management here with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Today is Sunday, the 15th day of November, 2020. And good evening to all. Tonight's theme is, of course, the global reset, and I'm going to key off of what I was talking about last week with Donald Trump and karma. So last week I did speak of karma and the world's hatred of Donald Trump, and I guess that we can call Trump a party pooper for those elite. I have a couple news stories here before I'm going to get into tonight's show, so I want to read those off first. So anyway, there's been a bombshell report that the 2020 election took place under this Trump-declared national emergency that set up an election day trap for the unauthorized access of elections and campaign infrastructure. And what this deals about is the ability to use these machines, these voting machines, and access to them from areas like Germany and I think it's France and a couple other areas. Although they are blaming it also on Venezuela, which I doubt. But anyway, that's another story. But in that executive order, the president also states that people and organizations located in part outside the United States are known to be able to interfere or in undermining the public confidence in the U.S. elections, including through the unauthorized access of these elections and campaign infrastructure, or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. That ties back into naming directly CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, and NBC, or MSNBC and stuff. These are the ones that called the election, and remember that news organizations don't call the election. Done through a vote system. And it also ties back into George Soros, and I guess there's been another bombshell that Bill Gates is in there, as well as Hillary Clinton. So anyway, the COVID crisis, sick, it still goes on. Yet we can all be thankful that no one is finally dying of cancer, no one's dying of diabetes, no one's dying of heart issues and other diseases. And also don't pay attention to the rise of suicides that in many states have increased some 101% or more. Only the COVID-19 kills. Yes, if you get a vaccine, you won't ever have another disease again, right? New York Post is talking about the social distancing now, where masks are still necessary after getting COVID-19. Fauci, the fraud, said Sunday that it will still be necessary to social distance, wear a mask, and take other COVID-19 precautions. Over on Jeff Rentz's website, he did a video with, or an audio feature with Gerald Celente, and it was I think it was one of Gerald Celente's best. I love his humor. Anyway, so Fauci and Gates are truly certifiable. Wear a 5-layer mask with a face shield. Practice social distancing, even at home. Get at least 2 doses of the new vaccine, and all for what? Is this so you can't tell anyone that the vaccine made you sick and you know people that have died? Gag the witnesses? If you don't think that's the way they have written that, when they tell you you can't meet in groups of 30 or something like that, or less, imagine 2 people standing there saying, I don't know anyone that's got COVID, or some other thing, and everyone else starts saying, well, yeah, or my hospital doesn't have any patients in it, but yet they're saying that we have 100-some-odd thousand new cases. We have become what they call ear witnesses, not eyewitnesses. And I even got an image here that I should probably post over there in the box there. This is from Carl over there in Czech Republic. So anyway, where are we at? As you know, I only have 1 hour to disseminate to you the information that is of interest, or it should be of interest to all people. As I have highlighted, that there are parts of our world population that, due to power and greed, are willing to sell out their own people as well as others. And this is where I've talked about the Contras, where those in the Contras were willing to come to America and train and then go back home and not only kill but systematically butcher their own people. And this is notable, whether it's through NATO and other paramilitary groups. But tonight I'll be talking about some excerpts from a video, Your Guide to the Global Reset by James Corbett on YouTube. And I'll post the whole link in the chat room there, because since I only have a little bit of time here, it would behoove any of the people in the chat room that they might grab this and share it and pass it on to others there, because I can only cover just a little bit here. So anyway, while I'll only be introducing you to the videos, it should be watched in full, as I said, and as you would understand why there is a rollout of the 5G system with Elon Musk, Starlink satellites, and also this push for the Internet of Things, which is highlighted deeply in that video there. And this is all for a purpose, of course, and this is having to do with watching this Schwab guy from over there in the Europe area and his comments. I'm going to play this short video here, and then after that I'm going to read a tweet that he had that he made, and then they also pulled off the internet. So we'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Corbett Report. I am your host, James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, coming to you as always from the sunny climes of Western Japan here on the 16th day of October 2020. You're tuned into episode 387 of the Corbett Report podcast, your guide to the Great Reset. Now, I'm sure that everyone in my core audience has already at least heard of the Great Reset, but if you haven't, fret not. Today we're going to go through it in a great degree of detail, and let's start by defining our terms. Specifically, what is the Great Reset? Well, what better place to go for such a definition than straight to the horse's mouth? And in this case, the horse is Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive director of the World Economic Forum, who announced the Great Reset Initiative from the World Economic Forum in June of this year.
It is obvious that we are in the midst of the most severe crisis the world has experienced since World War II. 75 years ago, countries and people came together to shape the post-war global order, which brought us decades of peace, increased global cooperation, and prosperity to hundreds of millions of people around the world. The COVID-19 crisis has shown us that our old systems are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. Now is the historical moment, the time not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era. We have a choice to remain passive, which would lead to the amplification of many of the trends we see today. Polarization, nationalism, racism, and ultimately increased social unrest and conflicts. But we have another choice. We can build a new social contract, particularly integrating the next generation. We can change our behavior to be in harmony with nature again. And we can make sure that the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution are best utilized to provide us with better lives.
Well, folks, I'm not sure what you just heard, but here's what I just heard.
Der kostbarste Besitz auf dieser Welt aber ist das eigene Volk. Und für dieses Volk und dieses Volk wollen wir ringen und wollen wir kämpfen und niemals erlahmen und niemals ermüden und niemals verzagen und niemals verzweifeln. Es lebe unsere Bewegung, es lebe unser deutsches Volk.
What Klaus there forgot or omitted out of that entire thing is that the normal people in the world don't cause this problem. Most of us just go about our daily lives. We go to work, or for some that are disabled, stuff like that, but we have a set schedule, as the British would say. And we're not out causing ruckus. It's all these illegal wars and cause it the disparity in the world, the banking crisis, the inequality of money and everything like that. We're not in charge of that. It's these elite that do that. So let's get back now, and we'll talk more about this. But again, this more has to do with the selling of billions of dollars in arms to foment illegal wars that cause exactly all the problems mentioned by Schwab. And like Hitler's Third Reich, it's just like they want to build their fourth one. So we'll continue with James Corbett.
In short, we need a great reset.
I'm not sure whether that was meant to be hilarious or terrifying, but either way, I think Klaus Schwab should probably get in touch with his agent. I hear there's an opening for a villain in the next Bond flick. But yes, as Dr. No was informing us there, the Great Reset is about transforming society by harnessing technology to build back better and all the other buzzwords and catchphrases that have been thrown at us over the last several months of this generated crisis. And if one wants to play a particularly difficult drinking game that will assure that you end up staggeringly drunk very quickly, you could take that Great Reset launch video from the World Economic Forum and take a shot every time you hear one of these buzzwordy, feel-good catchphrases about sustainability or inclusivity or equality during these speeches about the Great Reset.
Inclusion and equality.
Equal, inclusive, and sustainable.
Sustainable.
More inclusive.
More inclusive.
More inclusive.
Financial inclusion.
Sustainable.
Equal footing.
Sustainable.
Equal.
Sustainably. Sustainable. 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 A more sustainable path. More sustainable and more inclusive.
Sustainable.
A sustainable economy.
Sustainability.
More sustainable.
Sustainability. Sustainability. Sustainable development goals.
Sustainable. More inclusive world.
Are you thoroughly blind, stinking drunk yet? Yeah, I thought so. Well, if all of that mealy-mouthed political blather has done absolutely nothing to tell you anything of substance about what the Great Reset actually is, don't worry. After having plowed through more of this material than any human being should ever be forced to plow through, I can summarize the Great Reset in a sentence. Because it turns out, at base, the Great Reset is nothing more and nothing less than a great propaganda marketing rollout campaign for a new brand that the would-be global elite are trying to shove down the public's throats. And I say that advisedly. This is essentially a marketing campaign that specifically Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum are attempting to orchestrate right now, but in conjunction with their various cronies in various institutions and organizations around the globalist jet-set world. And you can buy into this new brand in many different ways. You can read the Great Reset book. You can visit the Great Reset website. You can participate in the Great Reset dialogues. Asterisk, you need to have 7 or maybe 8 figures in your bank account before you can even start thinking about participating in that dialogue. But you can participate in the Great Reset dialogues. You can collect the Great Reset coronavirus plushie. Oh, no, sorry, that was Event 201. I always get that confused. But you can, as Peter Quinones pointed out in my recent conversation about the Great Reset on the Free Man Beyond the Wall podcast, you can subscribe to the Great Reset podcast. Yes, the World Economic Forum is putting out a regular podcast series talking about the various ways our world is going to be reset by the elitists. And what other podcast could you turn to, for example, to hear the likes of Skull and Bonesman John Kerry haranguing you about how your life, society, everything about the way you live and the way you interact is going to change forever?
And so this is a big moment. And the World Economic Forum, the CEO capacity of the World Economic Forum is going to have to really play a front and center role in defining the reset in a way that nobody misinterprets it as just taking us back to where we were.
And to what other podcast could you turn in order to be assured that this shock doctrine has had its effect and that a Stockholm syndrome-prone public will now believe any perceived health crisis or crisis in general that they try to shove down our throats?
Because of the shock that everyone has been through with the global pandemic, taking us into a completely different whole of world economic shock in a way that we've not really seen for a very, very long time, that has focused minds on how important it is to treat these big systemic threats like climate change as real. And whereas before they were kind of a theoretical thing that might happen sometime in the future, from the business end, there is a sense of businesses coming to the investor base, coming to investors like us and saying, will you back us if we do? So I am optimistic that the conversations have moved far more in the last 6 months, as I said before, than they have in the last 6 years or more.
And where else could we go to learn about what a fun joy it is to live our lives by a video link up by the likes of Grover?
Hello, everybody. It is I, your cute and adorable pal Grover, with a message for listeners of the Great Reset. Well, you are in luck because I know a thing or two about resetting. I reset my alarm clock every morning. But you are talking about resetting the entire world. Now, that is a very big job. Well, my friend Ms. Sherry Weston and I are here to help. On Sesame Street, we know that it is very important for children to learn and play every day. And because playtime is so important, we have been thinking of ways to help children all over the world learn and play at home. At first, it was hard when nobody could go to school, and I could not visit my friends like Elmo or, well, even Oscar the Grouch. Then we learned to have video playtime, which was a lot of fun and made us feel better.
Sick of my kids that weren't molested. Anyway, and a message from Canada up north here.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
That was Justin Trudeau up there, Dances with Men. Wolves, I'm sorry. Same thing, what the hell. Yes, it sounds good that government is going to take care of its people. Those like Jimmy Dore who pressed for the free health care during a pandemic that the government caused. In essence, it's all it is the giving of full control to those in power above you. You notice that this entire video series, they always talk about investors. And as James Corbett mentioned there, that you can get a sneak preview at that if you've got like six digits to cough up there to see what they're planning, some evil agenda. They who give the elite corporations massive bailouts, which comes from your taxes, constantly going up. And yet with those bailouts, those same corporations get richer and then turn around and fire more than 800,000 a week, thus making you become more dependent on that government, and it's all for your survival. The following tweet was removed from Twitter. That was from Klaus Schwab there. It says, the World Economic Forum are working with the Biden administration to ensure that most people will survive the coming food shortages. On that, he has a pinned video here of the truckers' strike, and the media warns that stock up now, shortage is coming. He goes on to say that citizens have to have an up-to-date vaccination documents and they will receive regular packages of plant-based protein products. Oh, I guess you can't eat meat then, right? We'll be right back.
I am tired. living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody.
I'm not sure how the timing's going on this tonight here, because Ken's having problems. I guess he has his laptop hooked up. If you can support the network and what's that? Yeah, okay. If you can help support the network and/or the host here, be sure to try to help out. You know, in the King James Bible, it says that, and it shall come to pass that in the last days, saith God, that I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And I'm going to make sure we skip this break here, but I'm going to take you back to something virtually 25 years ago.
Many people write, ladies and gentlemen, and ask, what did Hitler have to do with the New World Order if it's going to be socialist? Well, you see, you have been scammed for many years to believe that Hitler's right wing. The scale measures two extremes. On the left is total and complete control of everything and everyone owned by the state. And on the exact opposite end of the scale is the total absence of any control by anyone or anything, and that's called anarchy. In the middle somewhere, you have what is known as a constitutional republic. Hitler was a socialist, and that's what they don't want you to know, and that's why they've been brainwashing you for all these years to think that Nazis are right-wing. The truth is, people on the right wing want less government, less control, and the farther you go, the less they want, until you reach total anarchy, which is just as bad as the opposite extreme, which is total and complete ownership and control of everything and everybody in the world, under communism. Socialism is just a little above communism and always slides down into communism ultimately, because that's the nature of the beast. Hitler was a socialist. Nazi literally means German National Socialist Workers' Party. I hope that you all learn to start thinking with your brains instead of your glutamus maximus, which is what most people have been thinking with for most of their lives. Hitler was never right-wing, couldn't possibly be right-wing in a million billion years. He was a socialist. He socialized everything in Germany. He made the German people dependent upon the government and upon him, Der Führer, the father. They say that anyone who believes in their country or is patriotic is a Nazi, because Hitler was a national socialist. Well, folks, Hitler began as a national socialist, which simply means socializing your country. But if you notice, Hitler wanted to rule the world, and he began conquering other countries just as fast as he could. He talked about the New World Order and the New Order. Hitler had behind him the same people who are bringing about the New World Order of today. If you look around and see how things are transacting, you'll see that these people are no different than Hitler and his lackeys and his SS stormtroopers. You see, if it had been Hitler at Waco, Texas, or Ruby Ridge, the outcome would have been exactly the same. Only because of his total control and his disarmament of the German citizens, it would have happened much sooner. They could not have pulled that off here, even though they ultimately...
That's good. That was William Cooper. Anyway, we have another break coming up here that's official now, so stand by and we'll be right back here on Perception Management. I'm just paying.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The scene was a small roadside cafe. The waitress was sweeping the floor. Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two oaky kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied. And the daylight grew heavy with thunder.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management, and I have a phone call coming up here, but first of all, I wanted to say something here. These are recent headlines. The Democrats want to impose socialism and worse on America. Liberalism that has brought the nation to near a cultural ruin. And that's from the Washington Times. Another article says, don't say socialism ever again. And this was the Democrats in Congress who pushed back against lefty messaging after the disappointed election. And that's from Forbes. So if you don't think this stuff is going on right before your eyes, you should. And I have another thing here before I take John here. I've been talking a lot here with Chance over in West Virginia here, and this Operation Dark Winter, we keep hearing these Democrats talking about Dark Winter, and that was a code name for a senior-level bioterrorist attack on June 22nd to the 23rd in 2011, and it was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack on the United States, and there's a good wiki article about that. And again, it has the same players at the John Hopkins Center and all this stuff like that. So, but that's basically where that Dark Winter came from. So, with that, John down there in California, good evening.
Hi, Keith. Good evening. Thank you for all the great quotes you had earlier. It's really interesting. I was listening to Steve Elkins before you came on. And what's going on? Well, you talk, like I said, the Great Reset, you know, interesting. I guess, okay, you want a Great Reset. Let's reset it back to where it was supposed to be, the way the Constitution set it up.
Yeah.
The way people have it. A free, you know, to like I said, you had people had their jobs here. They made a good living. They could do things and, you know, put it back the way it was, not reset it to what, you know, the big corporate money interests and that do it for their profit and motive, you know, through the COVID, this, you know, voting thing and what they said, and Steve, you know, the COVID partly, I think that's why it forced into this. Well, we're going to vote by mail only because of it scared people and got this mess we're in now. And, you know, hopefully, you know, things prevail. People get smart enough and demand, you know, recount these votes, throw out these, bad ones, throw out the bad judges that will refuse to let them do it and all that. And I guess I could go on all night. You know, my
well, it makes you wonder, John.
I talk.
Well, no. Yeah, John, it makes you wonder about the billion. Yeah, the billions of dollars that the USPS got bailed out right before this so-called voting scam happened. Were these the payoff monies to go to those certain individuals?
Of course. Of course. You know, and, you know.
Yeah. What were you saying about your family members?
No, I said back and forth summer, you know, for the demos. And they just, you know, they're all asleep.
Yeah.
They just don't, you know, unless, you know, it turns around where they lose all their things, whether it's their pensions, their fun things to do, their computers, their TV and their movies, and there's nothing else but out on the street with nothing to do and just, you know, will they still wake up and see what's going on to demand, you know, enough is enough.
Right.
I've been saying that for a long, long time. It doesn't. And all he can do is just say, hey, you know, I admit, I'm not one. Sometimes you wish you'd go on a street corner and just shout it out, but you're afraid you can't do it alone. You know, if you were in a big group of 100,000, a million people, you know, if this Alex Jones thing comes about, you know, that might scare some of the lefties, but it's hard to tell. But like I said, as long as people like you, John Stadtmiller, these programs are out there to you know, say, you know, you have the forum to bring hope and all that and more people. I think they're out there. It's just versus the left, and, you know, they can bring all these people out to riot and that. But the right, you know, they're polite. They don't want to unless they're really forced into it. I don't know.
John, if you saw the videos of the so-called Million Man March, which wasn't quite that high, but all the Trump supporters were standing there and the Democrats were egging them on, trying to fight and stuff. And, of course, the police kept pushing them back and stuff. But, again, most Americans just want their country back, as you mentioned there, pre-constitutional, I guess you could call it. But we're having that stripped from us. And this has to deal also.
Right. They say the vote, you know, well, it's corrupted and all that. So say, well, I'm not going to vote then. But that's fine. The idea is enough people, you put it back the way it's supposed to be. You know, voting is, that's how you put in honest people every time it comes up and you get those things done. You're going to believe it's going to be corrupted and, you know, enough people get enough people together, you get rid of the fraudulent voting. The machines, you go back to paper ballots, like I said. It takes more than one. Just out of curiosity, I don't know. Do you know how many numbers were at that Alex Jones march?
I don't know if that was Alex. I don't know, because I don't pay attention to Alex Jones, because he usually is the type that shows up and then starts something. And, you know.
Even if it was a couple hundred thousand or 50,000.
Yeah, it was quite a number.
Yeah, that's out. You know, and I'm sure the left look at that and, you know, they may be cowering a little bit, but the corporate media is not going to talk about that. As long as they don't, a lot of people won't know what happened. So,
well, anyway, that's the same thing as watching those Joe Biden stuff where he's out there doing his politic in there. There's just a few crowd of people there, and Trump's got stadiums full, you know. So, I mean, it goes to show you how the whole thing's rigged. But that still doesn't mean I endorse Trump, because he's so easy to get suckered. Remember, we just had that general come out and say that, well, they lied about Syria to keep the troops in there. I mean, it's treason what these guys are doing.
Absolutely, Keith. And like you said, okay, you've only got the two major parties. They'll let go against each other. The third parties, you know, they try hard. And, you know, they just won't let them in. Enough people said, you know, we won't let you in there. You've got the tokens, like the Green parties, progressive parties. I don't know if they're in all the states, but they're always on the ballot. But they're safe. They won't do anything. They'll let them sit there. But it's just the two majors, the Dems and the Republicrats and all that stuff. You know, you do get enough people say, no, we want somebody else in there. You know, they got to work for
right.
it. And enough people have to say that and scare the hell out of those liberals.
Yep, that's it. All right. Well, hey, John, I got to keep going with my show here. I'm going to run out of it. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in, though, okay? My best to you. Anyway, the House Democrats are worried there for 2022 there, because they were actually screaming in this phone call there to tell Nancy Pelosi to shut up about socialism and defunding the cops. They said we'll get clobbered in 2022. And, of course, when you take out the cops, of course, who's going to do? Well, the UN soldiers will replace them. This is exactly what they want. The Democratic congressmen are terrified that they might get creamed in 2022. And then these election day losses have been it just brutalized the party of these ice cream hoarders like Nancy Pelosi there. Who never cared about the people anyway. And I think there's a stalling of the stimulus is one thing to begin with, you know. The banks and the corporations got paid off first, which is exactly like those investors did for this Klaus's crap there. But anyway, so these, as mentioned, are all the same Democrats who want to defund the police, take your legal guns, and ensnare you in the system of socialism, where the like these kids on YouTube who daily post videos about stimulus checks and, of course, the dependency on government. The same ones who lock down their states and then they turn around and they let their states burn as the peaceful rioters. That's what it's reported to by the media. These are all peaceful rioters. And highlighted that BLM and Antifa movements were a peaceful protest. We see now where BLM was burning down Democratic headquarters over there in Portland. I mean, eventually these guys will realize who the enemy is, and it's not the other people there. But, you know, that's what this – it's like a standard CIA op. So they go on living with no insight as to what's coming. And to me, it's like what's so really sad in so many ways. It's like trying to impart some life-saving, important knowledge or information to your friends or family, and that they have taken their own stance as if you'd ask them, would you want to know the day you're going to die? No one wants that. Yet today, faced with what's coming, they don't want to prepare to live. And that's what's so sad about it. They're too busy worried about gender equality issues, video games, while the rest of us are out there prepping, both mentally, physically, as well as spiritually. And that brings us to, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That's Romans 15:4. And with Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. I have another clip coming up here, but I do have my friend Chance over in West Virginia, if you want to call in. So I guess he's here. If you want to talk, go ahead, Chance.
Yes, Keith, thank you for taking my call. I'll be very, very quick.
Okay.
I told you about that Operation Dark Winter. I think all your listeners should research that, since Joe Biden made so many references to that. There's a connection here. And, Keith, before I let you go now, I really appreciate you playing Bill Cooper again. You know, it brought a tear to my eye to hear his voice again. That's a man that I really miss. And I'm going to let you now get back to your great job, to the great job you're doing, Keith. And God bless now.
All right, same to you, Chance. And Bill Cooper was a martyr for the true patriots of this country, those who love freedom. So that's the way I look at it. So anyway, I appreciate you calling in. Winston earlier today had sent me a nice email, and I had to just include what it was. It was a video called The Communist Takeover of America and the World. It's happening, and here's how. And the problem with that is I don't have time to play the full message here, but I do have about 5 minutes and 45 seconds worth of the video here. So I'm going to play this, and all I can say is that we do on Ham Radio is the Listen Up station.
Our country is being taken over by communists and communism. I know that sounds crazy, but if you watch this video, I'm going to show you why. Two of the biggest groups influencing global politics, COVID policy, and now American policy, is the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. If you read Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, he writes, "In this sense, the theory of the communists may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of private property." This was their most important cornerstone, abolishing private property. In 2016, the World Economic Forum penned a piece, "Welcome to 2030, I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything you considered a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food, and all the things we need in our daily lives. One by one, all these things became free. So it ended up not making sense for us to own much. First, communication became digitalized and free to everyone. Then when clean energy became free, things started to move quickly. Transportation dropped dramatically in price. It made no sense for us to own cars anymore because we could call a driverless vehicle. Do you get it? In 2016, they had the plan for what they're rolling out and implementing now, or trying to, which is no private property, you own nothing. Everything will be owned by the state, the government, and your technology overlords. Once again, this is not a unique idea. It's straight out of the Communist Manifesto, abolition of private property. And the founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, has penned this book this year, COVID-19, The Great Reset, where he explains how he thinks because of COVID, he should implement all of these communist ideas disguised as liberalism and high-tech society, and how it has to happen because of COVID. I'm reading the book now. Interestingly enough, when all the experts and liberal scientists were telling us we had nothing to worry about with COVID-19, go to Chinatown. Enjoy your life. It's fine. George Soros was speaking at Davos, warning Trump of potential economic doom before the election. The stock market already celebrating Trump's military success is breaking out to reach new heights, but an overheated economy can't keep boiling for too long. George Soros has a track record of reportedly almost breaking the British pound, somehow manipulating Thailand's currency, getting involved all over the place, and if you notice it, the media will call you an anti-Semite. But isn't that interesting that he warned of potential economic doom at Davos? What is Davos? Well, of course, it's a summit by the World Economic Forum. Also out of the Communist Manifesto, abolition of the family, an infamous proposal of communists, and they try to make the statement only the wealthy has a family. I guess if you're poor or middle class or working class, a family doesn't benefit you, so let's just abolish it, right? And as our society becomes a prison slave world, NBC's penning opinion pieces saying COVID means Thanksgiving and Christmas will be a bummer. Don't make it worse by urging joy. Wait, what? I know they're trying to abolish your family and not allow you to see them over Thanksgiving and Christmas, but couldn't they at least do a better job of pretending like they had your best interest at heart? Even in the worst times, I think you should enjoy yourself and try to make the most of it no matter what's going on, but they're telling you that it's going to be a bummer and don't make it worse by urging joy. These people are literally communist demons. They'll eventually go straight to hell where they belong. I'll pray for them, but they are such evil, disgusting devils trying to tell people that joy is a bad idea. I'm not going to curse for the sake of this video, but to the people who wrote this, just know, I want to. Communism also abolishes eternal truths. It abolishes all religion and all morality. Why would you want to abolish eternal truths and abolish morality? If this is such a great moral movement, why wouldn't you want morality? Because they're wicked, evil deceivers who mean nothing that they say. And the fact that churches are getting closed and burned and destroyed and attacked, while strip clubs are open and casinos are open and politicians can do exactly what they tell you not to do. Do you think this is random? Do you think this is just coincidental? Do you see what I'm showing you? I'll get into the United Nations, but the World Economic Forum for years have been plotting out communism under the guise of a utopian technological state that the state and corporations control, where you don't have privacy or private property. Do you think this is random? Because it's not. And I don't care how much I get censored, how much media lies, or how much these devils try to kill joy, kill people, kill society, and kill America. And the COVID shutdown is killing people. Reports in The Guardian, around 400,000 people have died in excess of tuberculosis because they don't have the resources because they're running in circles over COVID-19. So just know when they play God, people die. And if you study communism and you study the Bolshevik Revolution and you study who these people really look up to, it's not a surprise that people die. Personally, I don't believe that they don't want it to happen. I think it's all part of their plan, but we'll see. Now let's get to the loose guidelines written in the Communist Manifesto. And you can see how Democrats, liberals, socialists, Marxists, the World Economic Forum, UN, and the technology companies are implementing nearly every single one of these and using COVID-19 as the biggest excuse of all to implement communism. Abolition of property and land and application of all rents to land to public purposes. So I showed you how World Economic Forum is literally advocating for the abolition of property. No privacy, no private property. And when they say abolish rent and use the COVID-19 crisis to screw over landlords and people who own property, it's not random. It's not coincidental. accidental. It's not, we'll just figure this out for now because of COVID-19. They're doing exactly what the Communist Manifesto says. They're writing about it in utopian op-eds. They want to do this. This is not random. It's not a mistake. But they've done it so incrementally and so sneakily, using the media and big tech to censor anybody who notices, that America is just slowly going to get strangled to death by communism. And one day people are going to realize what I'm saying is true. And if people don't realize soon enough, it's going to be too late because...
That's it. We have just a few more seconds of that, but you know what's funny about this whole thing? By the way, his YouTube channel is called Anomaly, News Down Analysis and Hip Hop. One thing that I found personally funny about this whole thing is it's the same thing, the word, the use of anti-Semite with Bill Cooper when he broke with those ufologists, as he called them. He was also called an anti-Semite and a Nazi. What does either have to do with a UFO? Where can you recall in Reagan's speech about aliens uniting the world? This whole thing has been an agenda here. But that's his Communist Manifesto. And Bill Cooper also said, for all you gun owners out there, make sure you join a militia because they're the only recognized ones by the Constitution. We know that they're going to do something here to cause something to go after the guns. They did it down in Australia. They just had a mosque shooting, and the next day the guns were gone. It's okay, though, if you have an American sniper killing a bunch of Muslims. That's fine. Like, hey, you know, Americans paying $250-some-odd million to go watch that movie. But, anyway. You know, it's really important to understand how people are being socially manipulated. I have that other video there up in Canada where this has been confirmed now by the liberals too, by chance, that these guys are the ones that want to take the private land, and they're going to forgive debt in what they call this debt forgiveness. And, you know, for a lot of people that might sound, hey, well, you know, this is good, you know. But the point is, though, you'll never own nothing again in your life. You'll be renting it. That's about it, you know. And I don't think that's what anyone wants. I mean, good work produces the viable means to go out there and better yourself. I was trying to find a video here. It was a clip here. And if I can find it. Yeah, it is. Let's see if I can fit this in here. It hasn't queued up or not. But remember, this is another thing that they keep passing by all the time.
But we're hearing now tonight, there's more scrutiny about just what qualifies as a COVID-19 death as we have passed another very difficult milestone.
Well, last month, the CDC released figures showing the vast majority of people who were listed as dying from COVID-19, 94% of them had other morbidity conditions, on average 2 to 3 other potential causes of death. Now we have numbers from Milwaukee County that may be even more startling. As of this past Sunday, 410 out of the 422 deaths there attributed to COVID-19 occurred in patients with other underlying potentially deadly health conditions. That's 97%. Suffering from diabetes, heart disease, leukemia, colon and prostate cancer, and more. Most had 2 to 3 conditions. Some had 5 or 6 serious illnesses, but all of them were listed as COVID-19 deaths. Even if they weren't tested for the coronavirus, if they had symptoms, that was their listed cause of death. And COVID was never named a secondary cause or cause other. It was always the primary cause. Here's one example. Cause A, coronavirus. Cause other, heart failure, diabetes, Parkinson's, cardiovascular disease, renal failure. Remember, that's one patient. But in Milwaukee, per the medical examiner, every person who dies with COVID-19 dies from COVID-19, no matter how sick they already were. Shannon?
Rick, did you say people who weren't even tested for COVID-19 had that listed as their cause of death?
If the doctors thought they had symptoms of COVID, they listed COVID as the cause of death.
Patty and us were just kind of laughing there on Twitter and on Telegram. There's some kids over in Russia that are using apple juice for their PCR test, and the apple juice comes back as positive. So they need to check those little swab things into the hospital and have them treated immediately. Anyway, We live in the age of deception, and these evil elite that have been ruining the world and ruling the world for many years, all these illegal wars, the deaths of millions of people, don't think that they'll just stop it at a few million more. The actual goal, as stated by Bill Gates, is depopulation. And earlier in the other group over there on Gator's chat room there, there was an image there about what the assumed population was going to be in the United States in just a few years. And it'll drop from almost 300 million down to 100 million. These are stated goals. And if they use a vaccine to do it, who knows? That's why it's important to impart this information to your friends and loved ones. And I try to get as many videos out here of them speaking as James Corbett said, out of the horse's mouth. Hear it from their own words. That way you can't say it's a conspiracy theory. I'm personally tired of seeing all these kids die and stuff like that for nothing, these endless wars and stuff. But I'm a firm believer, though, that the wars will go on until they capture all these other vassal states to get them into the under the so-called wing of these the corporatism, so they can secure the oil and whatever else they want to do, and then bring on their full new fledgling New World Order stuff. And I forget whether it was H.G. Wells or who it was that said that that when the New World Order comes, millions will die fighting it, you know, and that's probably what's going to happen. Anyway, hey, Robert Ravold is up next. I want to thank those that were listening here in the on the channel here, those in the chat room too. Even though Kenneth in the control room had a little technical glitch there, but that's common here lately. Everyone has computer issues and everything like that. We've got a lot of good jokes about that, but I can't say them on the radio here. But again, I thank you for tuning in here. I did mention the chat room at first here. I kind of got delayed on the intro there, but that's fine. But anyway, Robert always has a good show there, and I always encourage people to tune into that. If you can stick around for his show there. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and pop out of here because I'm in so much pain right now. I'm having issues with this surgery they botched on me 4 years ago. So with that, I'll say 73s.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and love.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.